what happens with our government and creating laws happens behind closed doors or with small groups of people. And we don't always have a big opportunity as the public to come out and use our voice and use our feet. And this is really an opportunity to do that. You know, our members of Congress have been talking about delivering a pathway to citizenship for millions of undocumented people. The president has promised it, but we know that we've heard lots of promises over the years that have gone unaddressed. And now's the time for us to say, hey, you have to stick to your promises. You know, we want our members of Congress to deliver, and they need to deliver before they come back to our state, right? We're also following a similar route to a really big march that happened on May 1st, 2006, where over 100,000 people were out on the streets saying that we need justice. And 15 years later, we're asking for the same thing. And we're standing with those people that came before us by walking similar footsteps. And so the start is going to be at Viking Park, which is right next to North High School. It's at the intersection of 29th and Spear. The exact location is 2801 West 29th Avenue. And then after doing a kickoff at the Viking Park, we'll be marching down Spear Avenue to the Raria campus.
Joshua Stanlins with CERC. You are giving the details, but I would like also if you can tell us what's important about this march, you as an ally.
As an ally, I can just say that seems completely unfair and unjust that I have opportunities to do things that my friends and people who are like family to me that are undocumented don't have the opportunity to do. And I think so many people that are like me, that are allies, are finally starting to wake up to, you know, this whole system and the way people have been mistreated after living through 4 years of President Trump's rhetoric and then, you know, having people see the way people with DACA have been treated as, you know, a football. Like just every couple of months, there's a new court decision that's changing the trajectory of people's lives. And so I think after we've seen this and after we've lived through a pandemic where we realize that undocumented people keep this country running, they're people that are working in our fields to make sure we have food on our table. They're people that are essential workers that make sure everyday needs are taken care of so that we can continue to live in this country. It's kind of undeniable now, right? Like we need our undocumented community members. They're here to stay, right? And so like it's time for that to finally be made in law, right? And for us to have stability and to be able to grow together as a country and not have so much division because of really antiquated laws that have needed to be updated for decades.
Why is this issue of social justice?
For a long time, you know, we've heard different proposals for giving people a pathway to legalization that has also come with additional funding for ICE and Border Patrol and things that end up hurting our community. A lot of times, you know, we've said, like, you know, people with DACA that are considered dreamers are benefiting, but the original dreamers, their parents are being thrown under the bus. And so we're really asking for a pathway to citizenship legalization that doesn't also hurt our community. So we don't want additional funding for Border Patrol. We don't want additional funding for ICE. In fact, please, let's dismantle those systems and do better. We have some friends in Fort Collins with an organization called Lucha para Honduras Libre that have been talking a lot about how our government continues to give money to corrupt governments in other countries that's causing people to flee. And so we really need our government not only to give people a pathway to citizenship now, but also make sure we're not creating conditions that's causing further forced migration in the future.
What do you see as those dark forces, impediments that are always present that are not allowing to move towards a pathway to citizenship from your point of view?
A very challenging question. And so a lot of times, you know, we're lacking an understanding of the humanity. This is not just a political issue. Like we are literally talking about the lives of millions of people. And if we're talking about ripple effects, really it touches everyone's life in our country. We're talking about families and individuals whose lives are, you know, often put on pause because our government cannot come through and deliver on this. And so it's time.
What's at stake if we missed again an opportunity to really write down a path to citizenship for the group of people that have been working in this country?
I don't want to promise anyone, right, that we're gonna achieve this right now, right? Because we've had so many promises that have, you know, fallen through. And so I want to be able to know that we did everything possible to be able to achieve this right now because we are so close. I just hope that other people too will realize like this is our time, like we're close. Like please show up, show out, use your voice. And at the end of the day, I just hope that everyone remembers that our community, our people, we are the people that have power, right? Like there may be politicians making decisions, but there's so much in our individual lives that we have power over And so whether it's this Saturday or in the weeks and months to come, continue to show up, continue to show out. Your voice matters, your presence matters. And if we, you know, when we mobilize community, that's when we affect change. And that's when our government hears us.
Josh Stanlins with CERC talking about an important march happening September 25th, an ongoing march that needs to continue until there is a path for citizenship for all. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.